Blog Talk Radio.
Big Brother is finally back.
If you like social psychology, if you enjoy entertainment, if you just like watching people be people in the weirdest place on earth.
Big Brother is just so big.
The house is bananas. The cast is incredible.
Thank you for joining the Big Brother Report. Get ready for Big Brother like never before. Brother ends on TV, we continue on. Hosted by Big Brother alumni and fans. Get spoilers. Rant about who you don't like. Tell us who you love. What do you think about certain alliances? Call in, listen, or join the chat room. The Big Brother Report is the new word for all things Big Brother.
Holy shit, it's the Big Brother Report.
Welcome, everybody, to the Big Brother Report, brought to you by Get Real LOL. Usually we come on Tuesdays at 7 to talk BB Canada, but today is a special day. We have a special edition pop-up show with none other than Gina and Jerry. Hopefully Gina will be able to join us, fingers crossed, JP's parents, and we're very excited. I'm going to bring on Claudia and Richard, who are part of Get Real and the Big Brother Report. And here they come.
Hello.
Hello, Claudia. And here comes Richard.
Add one more name. From Ontario, and carry me home down the highways here.
Hello, Richard.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Just special.
I'm excited.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Very excited. Very excited to talk to JP's parents, Jerry and Gina. I know Gina's running late, so let's keep our fingers crossed. That she could show. For everybody who's listening, 99.99% of you don't know that there is a chat room associated with this radio show. So if you scroll down your page, you'll see something that says sign in, and you just sign in with your Twitter or your Facebook, and you'll be able to go into the chat room for the radio show. There you could chat with other BB fans, you could post questions to the people on air, or just joke around, do whatever you want to do. We're Big Brother 24/7. 24/7 in every way. We have GetRealForum.com, and there you'll find updates exactly what's going on inside the Big Brother house 24/7 by our lovely, lovely updaters who volunteer. That's GetRealForum.com. Check that out. Also, if you want to check out our Facebook page, which has thousands of BB Canada followers and fans, and also Gina, JP's mom, found us and was on the page for a while. Just search on Facebook, Get Real LOL, Big Brother Canada. And then finally, if you want to go to our website, it's tbbr.us. There you will find live recaps of all the shows. You'll find blogs about the live feeds every day, what exactly is going on in the house. You can access our forum there, our Big Brother app, spoilers, our YouTube show, our radio shows, anything you want. So that's tbbr.us.
Wow, say that three times fast.
tbbr.us.
Smarty pants.
It's
okay,
true.
So we're waiting for Jerry to call in. As we wait, let's talk BB Can.
Are you not seeing him in the queue, Cammy?
No.
You might have to press one, Jerry.
Press one to speak
press
to women
one.
And to fetish and fantasy. I'm only kidding.
And if you press two, you get me.
Claudia and I had the privilege again to talk to Cindy with an S today.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And we talked to her when she first came out of the house, before she was competing to go back in the house and before she won. And we got the privilege to speak to her again today. And yeah, she's pretty kick-ass, let me tell you. I mean, you know, she went in there and she was saying that, and we'll have that up on the Big Brother Report's website hopefully tonight. We've just been going crazy. You know, she didn't want to go in there and do nothing because she knew Canada gave her a second shot. So she tried all she could, and no matter if you like her or not, you got to give her some credit.
Well, you know, with her going in like that, it's such a crappy position for her to be in, and I guess it's sort of, it all started with her whole introduction on who she is. Hi, I'm Cindy with an X, and that
right.
sort of painted that target and making her perform, or having to perform that much harder to maintain favor within the house. But then to get voted out and to come back in, like, everybody knows it's going to be a house pack to get that person out as soon as possible, which I think is a dumb move. But,
right.
You know, and then with her going full force, I don't think she had any other option but to do what she did.
She didn't.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I was hoping that Bruno was going to catch on. But, you know, reality or perception is their reality.
Right. Perception is their reality. I like that saying, Richard.
Oh. not just a pretty voice here, Cammy.
No. I'm tired tonight, guys, but I'm definitely excited to be here, to be truthful. Who's watching the feeds? What's going on the feeds? Richard, have you been watching the feeds?
I got to be honest, since the start of this week, I've sort of been neglecting my feed watching because I've just been so busy with spring and doing house cleaning and all that fun stuff that's associated with it. My Mr.
Oh,
Mom
man, that's
duty.
Clean.
Well, it's Mr. Mom duties.
Mr. Mom.
Well, Richard, if you want your Mr. Mom duties to continue in the BB house, I'm sure Bobby would be thrilled with that because he's currently wearing boots that are filled with slop.
And
apparently
apparently
they're rubbing his feet really badly. He's getting sores on his feet and his ankles and stuff. He's tried putting paper towels in there because they're like, you know, those rubber fishing boot kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And his feet are really sliding around and sloshing, and it's apparently not very comfortable at all.
Oh,
now,
my gosh.
Why is he wearing those?
I think they did some sort of, it's something to do with the have-not comp. I, you know, obviously we don't get to see that on the feed, so I don't know all of the details.
Actually, can I just interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
Jerry, if you can hear us, when you open, you'll have to open up the Skype window. And when you look at that, you'll see the search bar in the top right corner of the Skype bar. You'll see a number pad. If that's maybe where, I know I had to figure that out. If you open that up, click on that, you'll see the number pad. And that should be able to get you one.
Oh. Giving Jerry direction. Love it. Come on, Jerry. We're waiting for you. Don't worry. Take your time. We got nowhere to go.
And then we've got... we've got, well, you know, we still have Sarah and Willow snuggling in bed.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know. But they're still snuggling away. Then we've got, like, you know, half the guys sleeping. And let's see. Oh, yes, we have little Miss Lobster.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Whatever happened in the have-not comp, Peely is now in this humongous red lobster costume. And she just looks extremely hot and uncomfortable.
I know I read something on the Get Real Facebook, or Get Real LOL Big Brother Canada Facebook page, about a conversation that she was having with Zach, and I guess it was quite comical to listen in on.
And what was it about?
I'm trying to find it right now. It was just like, I'm a lobster, and...
I'm a lobster.
give me a second. I got to find it. I think it was in Kelly's post. Give me a second here.
Well, it is funny when you're sitting there and you're watching a lobster. Just like with Big Brother US, whether you're wearing a unitard or whatever you're doing, I don't know. Let's start doing some new stuff. Why don't we talk about the triple eviction, Claudia? Claudia, who's like our BB analyst. And just so you know, people, we do talk spoilers here, so if you don't watch the feeds or if you don't want spoilers, you know, lower your volume. But talk about the triple eviction, Claude.
Well, we're not entirely sure how it's going to work out. BB Can has done it before, or BB Australia has done it before. So we don't know if they'll do it the same way they did it or if they'll do it slightly differently. There's a couple of different ways it could go down. But at some point this week, and Arissa alluded to this as well, there's going to be three nominees, one POV winner, and two people evicted. So we
right.
don't know if the house is going to, you know, if the HOH is going to do all three noms. We don't know if Canada is going to do one of the noms, and HOH does two. We don't know how that's going to go down. But by this time next week, two people are going to be out of the house.
Three.
Yes, three.
Three people.
Right, because there's going to be the regular,
yes.
and then there's going to be like one of those fast-forward kind of things. So all in one show, like an HOH, a POV, or HOH noms, POV, and eviction will happen all in one show.
Right, so I think the way that the second round is going to go for next week is, like you just said, that we're going to have the eviction, and then they're going to be told it's a triple eviction night, and then HOH comp, quick three noms, the power of veto, whoever wins the power of veto out of those three noms is safe.
Safe.
And then the other two, and the other two are gone.
Gone. Okay, people, I'm going to run a 30-second promo and then bring on the man of the hour, Jerry, JP's dad. Hold tight.
Yes.
It's time to get real. It's time for reality. Reality junkies out there wanting the 411 on all shows from a real perspective by real people, your home. Come on in. Keep it real. Real.
Follow us at www.tbbr.us. Follow our Big Brother bloggers. Enter our brand new state-of-the-art forum where you can see what's going on in the house 24/7. Join our chat room and our video chat room.
Here's Jerry. Hi, Jer.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Hey, Jerry, welcome.
Welcome, everybody. Jerry, JP's dad. So excited.
Hi.
Hey, Jerry. Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, actually, I don't know how you're listening to us, Jerry, but when you listen through Skype and have the program open through the radio show, so like on the page where you're doing the chatting, hit mute on the radio button there.
Okay.
It's up in the top right corner.
Is that on your page or on the Skype page?
It'll be on the actual host radio show page, not the Skype page.
Okay.
On the Blog Talk Radio page.
Yes. It'll be on the actual host radio show page, not the Skype page.
I can hear you back, Richard.
Yes.
You should see a speaker in the top right corner.
Yep.
If you just
yep.
click on that, it'll mute
there.
The show.
All right. Sorry, guys.
There we go. Hey, no worries.
That's okay.
Sorry, I'm usually more you know, tech savvy than this, but I've never done actually a call on Skype like this before, so I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh, no worries. This is exciting, and technology sucks sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
So are you guys breathing a lot easier now that JP's out of the house?
Yeah, it took a few days, but definitely I can't speak for Gina, but myself, yes, I'm definitely breathing easier. I wish he was still on the show, obviously, but, you know, now that he's off, things have kind of settled down. I've kind of come to grips with the fact that he's off the show and able to process everything that happened. And, you know, that's Big Brother.
So with him going into the house, did you ever expect to get that type of involvement of yourself, your wife, and with the fans? Did you ever see that coming?
Not at all. You know, Jordan tried to get on season 2 and he made it pretty far, but he didn't get on. And, you know, he told us and we were like, oh yeah, whatever. And then he said he was going to try again for season 3. And we were hoping that he would maybe reconsider because he was missing another semester of school. And so he didn't really say much until he actually got on. And then he just said, you know, it'll be interesting. Or he wanted me to get on Twitter because I didn't have Twitter. And so the deal was that if he ever did get on Big Brother, I would get Twitter. And so I did. And it's kind of been an eye-opening experience. Not only the Twitter, but the live feeds and just the show in general. Like I've been watching the show since season 2 of the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
And we've been watching we've watched season 1 and season 2 of Canada, and it's so different to just watch the show and not see live tweets and not watch the live feed. So for me, it's been a totally different experience. I don't know if I'll ever be able to watch Big Brother again just as a fan because it's so different. I've never watched the feeds in the U.S. or in Canada, and I know Jordan has, and he'd say a few things here and there, but it's a completely different entity.
I would completely agree with that. When you watch the live feeds versus just watching the show,
yes,
you see so much more, and you can see how people get edited.
Yes.
For those that only watch the show.
Correct.
Yeah. It's very different, kind of comparing the two. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I had no idea. So for me, that's been quite an education. Twitter itself has been an education, but but to actually see the difference between the episodes, and then there's this whole other thing, which is the live feeds and then the live tweeters and the live tweets. It's definitely, I didn't think it would be this encompassing. I just thought, wow, you know, I'll go on Twitter and see a few things and then we'll watch the show. And yeah, it'll just be like we're normally watching Big Brother, but no, not the case.
No. Big Brother has a totally different life outside of the TV show. On social media and the live feeds, and all of us here know that rather well.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You know, especially, so, I'm sorry, Claudia. I couldn't even imagine if my kid was in that house and having to watch it and read everything, and I couldn't even imagine it.
Yeah, and I thought I had pretty thick skin, and at times this year or during the last month or so, it's been tested, that's for sure.
So let me ask you about one of those thick skin moments, and you,
yes,
you tweeted about it.
Okay.
You know, as well, you tweeted and said that would be the last sideshow that you ever watched.
Yes.
Completely understandable.
Yes.
I agree that Peter took things too far.
Yeah.
Do you think that you really won't watch it again? And is it just because of Peter? Or just kind of talk about that a little bit.
Is this Claudia?
Yeah, this is Claudia.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi.
Well, the sideshow's on tonight, and I won't be watching it. And I honestly, Gina will probably watch it, but I won't be watching the sideshow. And my daughter Emma says, "Dad, you know, you hold a grudge." And yeah, I do hold a grudge. And I, you know, he tweeted me and said that it's a show for entertainment. Well, that's not really the kind of entertainment that I'm interested in. And a lot of people have tweeted me and said that it's part of his gig, it's part of his shtick, and that's all fine and dandy, but some of the things that he was saying on Twitter earlier, they don't reconcile with this whole persona or this shtick that he has. So if it was just the show, then, you know, I would say, okay, I understand, but some of the things that he said on Twitter earlier, to be honest, they hurt. And
yeah,
I wasn't impressed with them. And we've met Alec, his friend Alec, and Alec's been a great guy. We've hung out with him. We've hung out with Sarah Mumsy. We've hung out with Heather. With Heather, and they've come to our house, and, you know, we watch the show, and they're great people, and they've been a great support system for us and a great resource. And I don't know. I just don't see how Peter is anything like Alec. I don't know. Maybe I'm dumb. I don't know. But I, you know, some of the things that he said, that Jordan disrespected the show and disrespected Big Brother in general, wow. I took great offense to that. Jordan's dream, since he was 8 years old, was to be on Big Brother. He played it a way that he thought he would be successful. Obviously, he wasn't, but I just took offense to how he was spoken to. And if that's for entertainment, that's fine, but it's not the kind of entertainment that I'll be tuning into.
You know, it's the whole Twitter issue and stuff like that. I know on our Facebook page for Big Brother Canada,
yeah,
I've been pretty active chit-chatting. I'm a huge, huge fan of JP. Have been from day one. He was my pick to win.
Yeah.
And I know, like, with the whole engagement with Emmett on Twitter, that was posted in our group, and I got pretty upset with Emmett, only because I would expect the past house guests to understand what it was like for their families to endure what you are currently enduring. It's one thing to have an opinion on the gameplay, whether it's good, bad, indifferent, because, of course, we all have our own individual opinions. But to sort of engage with the family, I thought, was not really cool on that platform.
Absolutely.
Now, with the whole Peter thing,
yes.
I got to be honest. I've studied. I applied this year for Big Brother. I really enjoy the whole concept. I understand the whole process very well.
Right.
And I understand, like, with Peter, what made him so desirable to me when he was, because I seriously considered him one of the top picks for BB1, was
right.
He was the underdog, you know, the scrawny kid, the
yeah.
nerd who wasn't accepted in society. Obviously, through the jocks of society had really bullied him. So I just found it very ironic in that moment how the bullied had become the bullier.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what, you son of a bitch. And I was...
Go, Richard!
Am I allowed to swear on this show?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We're uncensored.
It's your show, Richard, so I think you can do whatever you want.
Well, it's not my show. I'm a guest sort of tonight.
Or?
Yeah. But,
oh, it's your show.
So
yeah.
I guess my whole thought at that moment was, you little fucker, who in the hell are you to come out like that and attack somebody's game based on decisions that they made currently with the information that they had within the house, whether it was trusted or misguided trust in certain people or not? That's nobody's position, especially a past house guest, to attack that brutally to a house guest when he comes out of the house, because I think every one of them knows what that feeling like when your dream ends. And I sat there and I thought, wow, you small little man. You're a womanizer with all the past female house guests. You can't wait to be in the presence of all these current house guests to remain relevant. And after the show's all done, he's going to be up to JP and say, yeah, man, that was just for the show. Let me hang out and have some photo ops with you. Oh, hey, girls of the new season. And I just thought, you know what, you son of a bitch. You have a good gig. How dare you destroy your brand? I immediately unfollowed him on Twitter because I don't want to associate with anything like that in my life. And I will not watch the Shide Show live. But because I am a fan, there's a lot of important information that's said for future seasons. So I take it now as a strategic understanding versus an enjoyment of the show. And I think it's really sad.
I would wholeheartedly agree with you, Richard. Jordan is the type of kid that Jordan is. He'll probably be friends with Peter, and that's fine. He can be friends with Peter. He can hang out with Peter. Peter can hang out with Jordan. But I don't want anything to do with Peter, to be honest with you. And if that means that I don't have anything to do with Alec, then so be it.
I think Alec understands. Like, I do understand there is a persona. Like, there is a persona that you want to carry on because that is your brand and that's how you get recasted for future seasons. And I think a lot of these guys right now are really playing for, like, it's almost like the writing's on the wall that next season or the season after is going to have some type of returning house guest theme to it, because this season everybody's saying it's the worst season ever. Yeah. So you can almost see that writing on the wall, and that's why I think a lot of these past house guests are really jockeying for position. And it's brilliant, I think, in one stance, because it now establishes a bit of rival between JP and Peter, and then they're going to be best friends and allies within the house. So, like, I understand some of the strategic thinking, but I just thought, how dare you do that on national television?
Yeah, I would agree. So, the short of it is I won't be watching the Zag Show. So
let's talk a little bit about Jordan's alliances. He had the Fortress. He had the Newport. You know, watching the feeds, knowing him as you do, you know, obviously Zach is who, you know, he was aligned with. But then he had kind of that side thing with Kevin that he kind of tried to flip to at the end. You know, talk to me about how you think those alliances went and why this... Why do you think he went with Zach and this Newport thing? Was it just Newport?
Well, I think they're both. Jordan's a huge fan of the television show The OC, and I guess Zach is as well, so they had that connection. Jordan's a big football fan, big NFL fan, and so perhaps they were, you know, talking about stuff like that, and Zach played high-level hockey, and Jordan played hockey, and so there was probably some mutual interest there. And I think he looked at Zach and thought, as long as this guy is in my alliance, they're going to come after him. Why would they come after me? They're going to come after this, you know, this big buff guy. And so I think that's how he aligned with Zach. And I could understand why he did that. I think in the end he trusted him too much and put too much faith in him, and the biggest mistake he made was volunteering to go on the block.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, and he keeps calling himself an idiot for doing that. I mean, even when we did our you know, post-eviction interview with him, he must have said that, what, half a dozen times, Cammy?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, Darren, Claudia and I got to talk to him the morning after eviction. And, you know, he was just great. He basically was like, you know I screwed up, but I love the show. Right, Claudia?
Yeah.
I mean, that was his attitude. And I did say it on our normal radio show on Tuesdays that the way he came across was he was just so happy to have the opportunity. And there's so many other people that have the opportunity and don't care. And he just came across like, hey, I know I messed up, but God, I'm glad I was here. And
he had a great attitude.
That's him. That's totally him. That's genuine Jordan. And yes, he'll own the fact that he screwed up, but he will be happy because it's been his dream to get on the show. He's happy that he actually, you know, got to go on the show, got to go in the house, and now he's in jury and he will have experienced the entire thing. So that's just him. And you know, good on him.
I got to be honest. When he came out of the house, I absolutely loved the fact that he ran past all the hosts of the show and ran right to Donnie and just had a real fan guy moment.
Yeah.
but I had to. I had so much respect for JP when Peter had just sort of attacked him, because he just sort of sat there and handled it such a class act. And I think that speaks more volumes to his fans, and I think even to Jordan's haters. He understands this is part of the business, this is part of the game, but you're not going to determine who I am as an individual based on your game. And I think he represented himself very well. Him going on the block or volunteering, his logic for doing it, I think, made sense, because he blew his game when he got that excited when Zach won the HOH. So it's almost like Cindy, who came out so strong in the beginning, Cindy with an S.
Right.
I think, it's sort of a cause and effect. It's like, oh, shit, I just really screwed up. Let's make this right. Put me on the block, because nobody would ever see that move. But unbeknownst to him, there's guys like Bruno and all that who are actually working in the backgrounds.
Yes.
Things that we see, but they don't see.
Exactly. And, that enthusiasm, I had to laugh when I saw him jump into Zach's arms, because that's Jordan growing up in minor hockey. He would get so excited if they would win, or if, a teammate would score, or if he would score, or he would leap into someone's arms. I was laughing because it just reminded me of the minor hockey days.
And, all right, guys, I'm going to bring on, I don't mean to interrupt anybody. We got about 10 minutes left. Oh, stop it. I'm going to bring on a fan, a caller, and her name is Kat, and she has a question for JP's dad. Welcome, Kat.
Hey, Kat.
Hi. How are you doing, JP's dad?
Hi, Kat.
My question for you is, how do you think he's going to deal with the stress of especially social media after the show? As we know, a lot of the BB house guests and reality stars they have their fans, but they also have a lot of people that aren't very nice to them on Twitter and Facebook. And I was wondering how you think he's going to deal with that.
I think he'll be fine. He'll block them.
Okay. So you know
Jerry
Twitter,
knows
right
Twitter
here.
Now. He's got to know the block too. Button.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
He'll block them. I mean, he said to me that, Dad, if you get on Twitter, it'll be hard, and you just have to block people. And he said, don't read everything, don't search the hashtags, which I haven't done at all. Gina's been doing that from the beginning, but I refuse to do that, and it's been good. I mean, I've only had a few people directly tweet me stuff, and I actually haven't blocked anybody, but I've, tried to be respectful and tried to work through it. And it's been okay, but definitely Twitter is an eye-opening experience. You can just go on and say whatever you want to, and there's no consequence.
No, that's absolutely true. Yeah. Because I was just wondering, I know it'll be tempting for him probably to, peek and see, I don't know, maybe not, to peek and see what people were saying, negative or positive. But maybe he can just dust it off his shoulders and walk away from it, hopefully.
I think he'll be able to. He might look and peek, like you said, or look at stuff. But, the thing that a lot of people forget is he's only 21 years old. He's a young kid. And
that's true.
He's never been away from home. I think he said that on one of his interviews. And this is a tough experience, a big experience for all of us. And he's 21, and he's going to make mistakes, and that's okay.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, great. Well, you sound like a great dad. All right. Well, best of luck to him on the show. And after the show and during the jury and all that. But it was great talking to you.
Thanks, Kat.
Thanks for calling in, Kat.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Okay, before we go, we got about 5 more minutes. Let's talk about Cindy with an S.
Yes, I was just going to go there.
Now, mind you, Jerry, Chloe and I did speak to Cindy twice. We spoke to her when she got evicted the first time, and then we got to interview her the morning after she got evicted the second time, and she was a pleasure to talk to. But I did say on the radio show, you know, she is what you see is what you get. And feelings on Cindy with an S? Comments? Questions?
I'm sure she's a nice person. I was...
Shall I repeat your Twitter that you did?
Which one was that?
I'm trying to
I told you Claudia's our BB analyst. She does everything.
I'm trying to set up some dates for Jordan to ease the pain. Girls with names beginning with an S need not apply.
You know, a lot of stuff I say is tongue-in-cheek, and so...
Right. That's why I'm laughing when I say it.
That's funny stuff.
I'm sure she's, you know, a nice person. I think when she first went in there, I think she did come on pretty strong, and, you know, the whole Cindy with an S stuff, and then when she came back, unfortunately, she blew up Jordan's game, but I guess she was just going based on what she heard in the jury house, and everybody was gunning for Zach, so she figured that to get Zach, it would be easier if he had one less ally, but... I don't really have any. I'm not going to say anything negative about her. I mean, is what you get. But
let's ask, you know, kind of from the parental viewpoint.
Yes.
You know, at this point, as of, you know, some point here today, they're going to be in the jury house together.
Right.
You know, and they're going to be there in the jury house as more people come in for the next few weeks. Do you think, from your parental viewpoint, that there was anything genuine in their kind of showmance relationship? Or do you think it was more just kind of a game experience, at least on Jordan's part?
I think it was a game experience on his part. I don't think there's anything genuine. I think, you know, they like each other, whatever, they like hanging out, but I don't think anything will come of it. And logistically speaking, like he said, he's 21, she's 26, you know, she's in Toronto, we're on the West Coast, so I don't think so.
I didn't realize the age difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JP comes across older, I think that's what it is.
I think so, and I was laughing because I was watching the feeds one night when he was still in there, and someone was saying, I think it was Sarah was saying, there's no way he's 21 and he's older and he's somebody else. And I tweeted that something to the effect that, yeah, he is 21 and he does work at Target, or he did work at Target before they pulled out of Canada. But yeah, he's born in 1993, August 16th, 1993. Yeah, he's 21, and, you know, he's got a beard, and he's, I think he's mature for his age, and the way he comes across and the way he presents himself, but he is only 21, and she's 26, so.
And that's with a two.
That's right.
Oh, that's funny, Richard.
Sorry, I was calling them Jindy with an S.
Oh, Jindy with an S. Yeah.
All right, last questions or comments for Jerry, everybody?
Well, Jerry, I just wanted to say, you know, I am very thankful that you, you know, kind of followed me back on Twitter, and you and I had kind of the opportunity to talk a little bit there.
Yes.
You know, hope that you've enjoyed your chat with us here, and, you know, we would love to continue to stay connected with you guys, you know, and then... you know, Jordan, as he eventually comes out of the house as well. It's always, always great talking to the house guests, family members.
Yes, we love
To kind of get your guys' insight and input, and because it is a different perspective that we can't get anywhere else. So I'm just really glad that you agreed to come on the show with us tonight.
Oh, no, thanks. And thanks for, you know, inviting me. It's my pleasure. And, you know, it's kind of weird that, you know, I'm doing this, but, I don't know, it's kind of cool. And I wanted, you know, for the people that are listening, I want them to understand that, Jordan's a good kid. He is. And, he made a mistake, but that's okay.
I guess my opinions of Jordan is, yes, I definitely agree he's an old soul. But I think it's such all the adversity that he's had to go through in his life to this point. And I'm a firm believer, like going into that house, you can have a strategy, you can have whatever you want to call it. But if you don't have life experience, anything that your current life within that house throws at you, you might not be able to react as well as somebody who is perhaps older or who has endured such adversity. And I think I personally think it's guys like Ian Terry or Jordan or those real underdogs. The reason why they do so well is because they've had to do so well in order to survive or to get through their childhood, because they might not have fit in with the jocks, or they've always felt that they had to fit in with those groups of people. And I think he's just a class act. Yes, he's 21. He's going to make stupid mistakes. I'm 41 and I make stupid mistakes. So, and I was in the Army for many years, and I was reminded how often I made mistakes.
Wow. Yeah.
By a very nice man who was always angry. But I called him sir. But no, I think this whole experience, I think it's so awesome that he's able to live his dream, to fully live his dream at such a young age. And I think his future is really, really bright. The podcast scenario, his knowledge is just phenomenal. I'd love to hear him and Ian Terry talk for hours.
Yeah.
I think you and your missus did really good with him. I've had the privilege of chit-chatting off and on with Gina through the Facebook page along with Lori, and it's been a real thrill. So thank you to the three of you for being so active with us, the fans.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks for having me on. It's too bad Gina couldn't be on, but maybe another time. And if you ever need anything else down the road or when Jordan comes back, just give us a shout.
Okay, I just wanted to see a picture
so
with...
Much.
I want to see a picture with Jindy with an S.
There probably will be one.
Or no, with him or with her holding the sign or something.
Yeah.
I love it that JP's dad now is officially a part of our Get Real TBR family. And like Claudia said, we love seeing the other side of it. And we're here. You guys need anything, we're always here for you. And thanks to everybody for listening to Get Real, the Big Brother Report, our special edition with JP's dad, Jerry. And we'll see you on Tuesday. And everybody have a good night.
Thanks.
Bye, everybody.
Great. Thanks again, Jerry.
Thanks, Cammy.
Thanks,
Jerry. Thanks, Richard. Thanks.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's time to get real. It's time for reality. Reality junkies out there wanting the 411 on all shows from a real perspective by real people, your home. Come on in. Keep it real.